previously on Two Up and Overloaded. We had an incredible experience exploring an old World War II bomb crater in the Sulu Sea in East Malaysia. But it was time to hit the road again. And then the road hit us. Anything can happen when the journey ahead is long and we're riding into the unknown. And sure enough, something unexpected did.
You hold the bike level.
Hey everyone, nice to have you here. We are Tim
and Marissa Notier.
I ride in the front
and I'm in the rear.
We travel the world and we pack too much gear.
Oh, all the places we'll go.
Through rain and through sleet and through mud and through snow.
Oh, all the things we'll see.
We've been to a country or two.
Or three. Oh, all the fun we've had.
You have you along would make us real glad.
So give us a like and
hit subscribe to join us along our epic ride.
So that morning we woke up in the beautiful little village of Langkawi.
This is true. It was another beautiful day outside. And from within the air-conditioned room of our hotel, it looked amazing. And,
yes, and we it were is pretty amazing. Thankful for the air conditioning.
Yeah, but opening that door is like...
Yeah, it's hot out there.
It turns into dune real quick.
It does.
Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to have a super long ride. It is going to be almost a 6-hour ride, and that does not include all the stops that we always have to have. It does not include any of the construction that they'll probably have along the road. It does not include any of the problems that normally happen on a day on the road in a foreign country. But we're gonna make plenty of stops to kind of keep our stamina going. Breakfast stop, a lunch stop, a snack stop in the afternoon. We wanna take pictures. It should be a beautiful road because it's going along those mountains right by Mount Kinabalu once again. And then we're gonna be headed to the coast on the eastern side of Borneo to Sandakan. And there they have lots of wildlife reserves. So we're very, very excited to see the animals that are out there. But most of all, we are excited for the day's journey. It's gonna be a long one, but it should be beautiful. So we're gonna get packed up and then we're going to head out. Let's go.
A long day every once in a while is necessary to get to real beautiful stuff, and you never know what you're gonna see along the way. And something that Sam Manicom has said for years is, you know, start early, get on the road. Not only is it really important here in East Malaysia because you beat some of the heat, but if something is to go wrong during the day, you have plenty of time to try to figure that out. So expert advice from an expert guy. And yes, as you will find out, we should have probably left a little bit earlier than looking at the beautiful day, drinking our coffee from inside our room at 10 in the morning.
I know.
This was a 6-hour butt and saddle day.
Yeah.
Which we usually only try to aim for like 4, mm-hmm, you know, 5 are long days. Sitting in a lazy boy for 6 hours, like, you know, I start to get...
Yeah, we're not iron butters.
No. No, not even on cushy lazy.
No.
It's just like the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones.
The
it's
Iron
like
Throne.
Everything just turns into, you know. So we got on the road and it was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. And we actually passed through the Kinabalu Geopark. The Kinabalu UNESCO Global Geopark is a natural treasure of Borneo. Not only does it have Kinabalu, Borneo's largest mountain, but it also has hot springs, diverse landscapes, and many endemic plants and animals, including 90 species of orchids. In fact, The crimson-headed partridge bird is only found within the bounds of this park and nowhere else on Earth. Amazing!
Yeah! I peed there.
Yes, you did.
Left my own little geotag.
In the geopark.
In the geopark. And then, yeah, there's a little bit of hunger creeping up on us.
See that icon? No fish. No, like,
anchovies. Nice place for our brunch.
I have a finite amount of time before the first interest of food, and then when my stomach starts eating itself, and then I start getting hangry, as Snickers commercials reflect.
So we stopped to have a little breakfast.
Yeah! And you never know where you're gonna stop and eat. Sometimes it's a fail. Sometimes you pull over and it's just fish heads and octopus arms, you know?
Yes.
And we say, oh, no, no, thank you. And we keep going. But this little place, it had good food. There was like four lovely little ladies prepping amazing food. They had the noodles I liked.
Yes.
There was a precious little cat. So we sat there with our new little cat friend who was just pleading with us to, for food, and I gave in. She just sat there going,
meow. Aw, so sweet.
Yeah. After our good meal, I was put in the directions to our new location. I saw another hanging bridge. We had just seen a hanging bridge a couple days before, but yeah. I cannot get enough of hanging bridges.
We found another awesome bridge. Look at this. This one's even higher and longer and crazier than the one we found before.
And this one was the mother of all jungle rope hanging bridges.
Whoa, I hear the river. Whoa. This is the jungle bridge of my dreams.
It was so cool and so long.
Yeah, it was very Tomb Raider-esque.
Yes, or Indiana Jones.
Can you imagine living in that little house over there? And this bridge is the only way to get to and from your house. It's amazing. Ooh.
There's one plank down the middle of it, which was a board.
Wow. Amazing.
It was also a cool experience for local Malaysians too, we noticed, yeah. Because a family pulled over and they were like, wow, look at this rope bridge, just like us.
It was really cool.
They were playing on it. It was fun. I mean, that thing was wobbly.
It wibbled and it wobbled, and thank God it did not fall down. And then, yeah, we got to chat with this Malaysian family that yeah. were just as excited as us, and cute little girl, and, you know, aww. Proud fathers.
They were so nice.
It was really, really fun.
And, of course, we had our mandatory selfie time.
That is a must.
Yes.
So the day, even though it's supposed to be long, it's going fantastically.
Yes.
Good food,
what
cats.
What could possibly go wrong now?
Hanging bridges. No foreshadowing here. It's just all smooth sailing from here on out.
So you may have noticed in the last video, we broke the news of our new upcoming Borneo tour, motorcycle tour, that you can join and ride along with us on the island of Borneo and see all these incredible sights, including this hanging bridge.
This is true. The whole tour package is coming together really well, and little Miss Marissa over here, who is my navigator.
I have made the master plan.
She has.
Of this voyage that I want to take you on. And I've also been working on our website to kind of show you all the details that we have of this Borneo trip coming up. And so please check it out at twoupandoverloaded.com/Borneo. Borneo tour.
There are going to be a little bit of spoiler alerts just because you might see some places we go to. So check out all the current information at twoupandoverloaded.com. And if you have any interest, please do shoot us an email at twoupandoverloaded@gmail.com. We've already gotten a few inquiries,
yes.
And we want to thank you guys 1,000,000%. And then, segue.
We hit a bump
and it killed the bike, folks. We went from purring motor to dead silence.
Yeah, except for this strange noise. Yeah, you could hear the kickstand actually hitting rocks on the road.
Yeah, or just hitting the road.
Yeah.
It was a dead limb. It was just a, you know, and I knew right away. Over the last 6 years of traveling, things have gone astray, and I kind of know some issues, not necessarily mechanical, as far as like engine and electric and spinny parts, but like springs, we broke so many springs. Like
that
I am a spring destroyer.
Yes, we are.
And this spring had sprung off,
wow.
And I knew, I was like, that was a spring.
But the bump, I guess, was powerful enough that the spring was just like, boop.
How though? It's a kickstand spring. There's no kickstand spring suspension.
Yeah, so when the kickstand is not up and you are riding a motorcycle such as the KTM 250 Adventure.
Or the 1190. Most motorcycles have a kill switch.
Yeah.
When the kickstand is not up, the motorcycle won't start. Or you can be in neutral, but then as soon as you go into like any gear, it kills the engine, which is a smart move. The bike just died and we stalled out and pulled over to the road. And it was just at a very unfortunate part of the road because it was on this blind corner.
Yeah.
And cars are driving pretty quickly, are zipping around.
No. So you had to repark the motorcycle in order to get it to a better spot to park.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that had a little bit better of a shoulder area. I just had to play Frogger real quick.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, duck paddling the bike along.
The spring fell off of the kickstand, and then that automatically kills the bike. So,
okay. All right. So that's not.
Yeah.
All right. So
Where's
I
the?
Thought there was something.
Yeah, the spring fell off. So either we need to permanently tie something up.
I'm gonna go look for it.
All right. I'll get the brick.
And I sent Marissa on a little mission.
I went searching for this spring because you knew right away what it was. I didn't know what the spring looked like, but I know what springs
she's like,
look
what
like.
What does a spring look like?
But I was like, you know, if luck is with us, maybe we could find it.
You know, and I'm not a pessimistic person. I am.
You are.
It's like everybody knows. But this spring in my mind, it goes ping, and then it's just
gone forever.
You know, and we're in the middle of a jungle on our road, and somewhere, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 yards away, a spring had gone ping, and it's like, yeah, it's gone. That's never, we just polluted, and I feel bad.
Even I did not have high confidence that we would find this spring.
Yeah.
I lost a spring. Just a spring for the kickstand, but we're going to look for it. Thank you, my friend. And my only fear is that, you know, if it's like a slingshot, you know, and then it releases, it could have shot off into the woods.
Yeah. All right, so it was probably one of these bumps. Oh, wait, I see it. Oh. I think this has got to be it.
Does it have two eyes and a spring in the middle?
But lo and behold, there it was.
That was it.
That was it.
That's it, buddy. Good find. I don't even know how it got away from that, but
let's hope we can fix it. Okay.
And it didn't look like any you know, I'm going to get a little technical here, but nothing looked unsprung.
Yeah, it wasn't broken.
Yeah, it still had the little bent part on both sides.
Yeah, so now our next step was roadside maintenance.
That's just not my forte. I'm good at twisting throttles and tapping the brakes, but like motorcycle maintenance, there's no art of Tim and the motorcycle maintenance. I got under the bike and I saw where the spring went. The issue is that nothing looked obviously undone or obviously like broken. Like, oh no, I see where the failure happened. None of that was there. So I'm just trying to jimmy rig it back into a position where it would hold it up. And when I did do that, it didn't seem very strong.
All right, so we think that the spring just goes like this, but since we don't have internet connection, we can't tell, and it seems a little bit loose, like it could just pop off again. So we're not really sure.
It didn't seem like it was going to hold there forever.
I mean, that looks right.
I just knew if we can get the kickstand up, get the spring on for a little bit, even if I have to zip tie it up like a broken little limb, we just need to get to a mechanic somewhere.
Level.
But we got back on the road, and I hoped just that the little thing wouldn't pop off again.
That's a good idea. All right, we're gonna go up the road. Hopefully this won't fall off. Try to find a mechanic who can maybe secure the spring on a little bit better.
The good thing about East Malaysia and Malaysia, and I'm getting a general vibe about Southeast Asia, is there's mechanics every third stall. And so we pulled into one, we showed him the spring, and I'm like, it's loose, it's no good, I don't know, can you fix it? And he came back with a slightly smaller spring, and he's like, this one would be better, I think. And it took him all of like 2.5 minutes to take a little screwdriver and boop, boop, and flip it onto the plop it
on the flipper
to get it onto little places. I told
technical
you it's gonna
terms.
Get technical here. I don't wanna lose some of you.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, he threw it up and it went.
It was perfect.
Oh, so great. And he made sure with the wrench that it was tight around the little knobs. So hopefully that won't come off. Yay! We're gonna have some water and drink over at this restaurant here. Perfect. Thank you!
We got it done correctly and we celebrated with some sparkling water.
Yes, right next door there was a little place to have some refreshments and we needed some refreshments.
It was so hot.
Oh, I feel like I need some cold water.
Yep.
Whoa, and it's cold.
And so we were still hope that we'd make it to our final destination prior to the sun setting.
Next time, we reach our destination of Sandakan and discover one of the strangest creatures I've ever seen. And why they're called Dutchmen who eat pancakes?
But that will all be in the next episode.
So thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you liked it. If you did, please give us a big thumbs up and hit the subscribe button below.
Ding, ding.
And we'll be seeing you next time.
Stay safe, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.